Now, probably the first thing that I ought to do is to show you the division that we've made of this chapter. We have the cleansing of the mother at the birth of a male child, the cleansing of the mother at the birth of a female child, and then the cleansing of the mother by bringing a sacrifice for atonement. And let me read now the first two verses. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a woman have conceived seed and born a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days according to the days of the separation of her infirmity. Now, actually, there were 40 days that she was to be unclean. But the first 7 days she was to be unclean, but on the 8th day, the child, a male child, was to be circumcised. And we're told here in verses 3 and 4, and in the 8th day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised, and then she shall continue in the blood of her purifying 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying be fulfilled. Isaiah said this in Isaiah 43:27, Thy first father hath sinned. Now the mother was made unclean according to the Levitical ritual because she's brought a sinner into the world. Why, Eve thought she brought the Savior into the world. She says, we're going to call him Cain. I've gotten the man from the Lord. She got the man. I'll tell you, she got a murderer. And they've been doing that ever since. May I say to you that this injunction of the Levitical ritual here, womanhood was reminded that they were bringing into the world the same kind of babies that Eve brought into the world. They were all inherently sinners, and they're going to run undisciplined. They'll be revolutionaries. They will be sinners that will adopt what's called a new morality, which is old-fashioned.